This is Fresh Air. Last week, the Hulu streaming service premiered the first three episodes of an eight-part series called Pam and Tommy. It's the story of Baywatch actress Pamela Anderson and Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee, specifically the story of their private sex tape and how it was stolen in 1995 and subsequently distributed over the then-new World Wide Web. Our TV critic David Bianculli says Pam and Tommy is a lot more entertaining than he expected and a lot more thought-provoking, too. Here's David's review.
The eight-part Hulu miniseries Pam and Tommy begins in 1995. That's back when Blockbuster video stores were everywhere, the internet was largely unexplored territory, and Baywatch, with its sexy lifeguards running in slow motion, was one of the more popular shows on television. One of the stars of Baywatch, rising sex symbol Pamela Anderson, had just returned from a working trip to Cancun, where she and Tommy Lee, the high-energy drummer for Motley Crue, had spent some time together and impulsively gotten married. The miniseries begins when they're back in California, in Tommy Lee's Malibu home, which is being renovated by a construction crew, including a carpenter named Rand, played by Seth Rogen. The first episode gives us Rand's point of view, how Tommy Lee takes advantage of him and refuses to pay him, and how Rand, in retaliation, plots to steal Tommy Lee's standalone safe, which is filled with guns, some cash, and, Rand later discovers, one very intimate videotape. Rand, a former porn actor, uses his past connections to begin copying and distributing the sex tape on VHS, and then, through other connections, selling it via a website on this new thing called the World Wide Web. The Pam and Tommy miniseries is created by Robert Siegel, who also wrote two of the episodes. Siegel already has written two really good movies focusing on marginal, down-on-their-luck characters, The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke and The Big Fan with Patton Oswalt. So focusing on Rand, the little guy feeling abused by pampered pop stars, seems a natural direction for him to go. Especially since this TV series is based in part on Rand's improbable story, as told in a thorough Rolling Stone article from 2014. But Pam and Tommy, the miniseries, isn't content to tell only that story. It keeps shifting gears. Through flashbacks, it tells the story of the couple's rapid courtship and what amounts to the origin story of Pam Anderson, from Canadian waitress to Playboy cover girl. And then, once the VHS is released without consent, the story shifts again. This time, asking lots of very smart questions about the spread of technology, the toxic nature and double standards of gossip, and the many ways Pam Anderson was victimized that Tommy Lee, as a man, was not. The first part of Pam and Tommy shows us brief glimpses of the couple, almost as caricatures. But once the perspective shifts, we see them differently. Until, midway through, our sympathies are almost completely with Pam. These are fairly seismic shifts, and one thing they require are performances that are more than mere impersonations. Pam and Tommy hits gold here. Not only is Seth Rogen invaluable as Rand, broadly comic in some scenes, quietly pathetic in others, but the two leads are surprisingly, almost shockingly effective. Sebastian Stan, who's spent the last few years playing Bucky Barnes in the Avengers movies and TV spinoffs, is a wild child indeed as Tommy Lee, but somehow charismatic. And Pamela Anderson is played by British actress Lily James, whose recent roles have tended towards the super wholesome. Lady Rose in Downton Abbey, the supportive girlfriend in Yesterday, and the title role in Cinderella. What a triumphant, unexpected transformation. She not only nails Pam's voice and manner, but lets us behind the very structured facade. Here in episode 2, Pam and Tommy Lee are on a flight home from their time in Cancun. They're now husband and wife, but hardly know each other. So Tommy tries to correct that. It's a quiet but pivotal scene, and both actors hit the humorous subtext without going too far. We're laughing with them, not at them.
So, Like, what's your favorite movie?
You mean like all time? The Pretty Woman.
Cool.
Yeah. I love romantic movies. Mm. Yeah, you know, like Ghost, Sleepless in Seattle. Mm. You?
Favorite movie?
Yeah.
Child's Play, Nightmare on Elm Street, Hellraiser 2, Danny Man.
You like the scary stuff.
Yeah, horror, that's my jam. What's your favorite food?
French fries.
I love French fries.
By the time Pamela is deposed by a lawyer about the sex tape, or interviewed by a leering Jay Leno on The Tonight Show, we can feel what she's having to endure. And the inequities, seen from a modern perspective, are more than clear. They're almost haunting. When you start watching Pam and Tommy, you may be laughing or smirking, but by the end, you'll be taking it and its issues a lot more seriously.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University in New Jersey. Future episodes of Pam and Tommy will go up each Wednesday on Hulu. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about the history of the acting technique known as the method, from the people who created and fought over it to the actors who practiced it, and how it fell out of favor. Our guest will be cultural critic Isaac Butler, author of the new book, The Method. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Henry Baldonado, Thea Chaloner, Seth Kelly, and Kayla Lattimore. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.